It's the hardest day of Jason Kaufman's life. It's the day Jason is saying goodbye to his son Cody, who was one of the 12 victims of the Borderline Bar and Grill attack November 7th.
As a father, you're not supposed to be burying your kids before we go. For my son to lose his life like he did is very heartbreaking for me.
Cody Kaufman was just 22, just getting started in life, a volunteer with some kids programs in Ventura County, and a young man considering enlisting in the Army.
Cody was it was one of a kind kid. He was very involved with the community, an umpire from the time he was a young one all the way up to where he's a head umpire now. He was very, very involved with this community and with young kids.
Jason Kaufman says one of the hardest things is that while Cody had three brothers, he'll never get to see his sister.
He has a baby sister that's due on November 29th. So he was a very happy kid to have his first sister in his life.
People flowed through a Camarillo funeral chapel all day long to pay their respects. Then, last night, his service took place, the first of the 12.
I feel like Cody would want me to be strong for him, to put him out there, because he did try his hardest to be very involved in this community. The outpour that I've been getting is more than I could ever fathom.
Anthony Gancheski is a family friend.
I believe everybody's still in a little bit of shock, a little bit of disbelief. You know, we're just trying to take it, you know, 1 second, 1 minute at a time to move forward. The outreach of support is just incredible. Just the people that have been there to support.
People who didn't even know Cody and the other victims are trying to show their support. A makeshift memorial on Moore Park Road in Thousand Oaks, just down the street from the Borderline Bar and Grill, keeps growing as people stop by to drop off everything from flowers to little stuffed animals. Tony Moran of Moore Park sometimes went dancing at the Borderline.
Speechless. It's, you know, you tell your children to be safe. Be aware of your environments and surroundings, and you just never know. Go to any place you don't think that, you know, something like that is going to happen.
For some, visiting the memorial is incredibly emotional.
It just breaks your heart that this happened and that these innocent people were taken for really no reason. We just decided today to come out here and pay our respects.
Carol Miller has a hard time holding back tears.
You just can't protect yourself from crazy. You can't. These innocent people didn't do anything wrong. It's hard. It's hard. It just breaks your heart.
Jason Kaufman says while he's still in shock over the loss of his son, he feels like Cody's spirit is still with him.
He's definitely in me right now. I feel Cody 100% in me right now, holding me high, keeping my legs from buckling out from under me, and just knowing that his spirit is around is keeping me strong.
In Camarillo, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.